Blog Talk Radio.
Of this boat and then onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The way they keep on telling me, time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and they laughed at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me, time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory.
Thank you.
Papai, te agradecemos mais esta oportunidade que nos dás de estar reunidos em teu nome. Pedimos a tua graça, Senhor, em todas as coisas, para que o teu nome esteja sendo glorificado e o teu povo edificado em ti, Senhor. Que tu possas capacitar-nos a todos para cumprir a missão que nos propusemos, Senhor, para trazer o conhecimento que vai trazer a libertação ao teu povo. Que nos abençoes a todos e que a glória seja dada ao teu nome, em nome de Jesus. Amém. Amados, obrigado uma vez mais por estarem presentes nesta vigília. Hoje estamos trazendo finalmente um assunto que tínhamos falado já há algum tempo atrás, que era do nosso interesse trazer a vosso conhecimento, falar sobre um dos livros mais misteriosos já uma vez pertenceu à Bíblia e que este sistema entendeu retirar. Nós vamos analisar este livro chamado o Livro de Jasher, também conhecido como o Livro do Justo, e irão ver que não foi por acaso que foi retirado, irão ver como o sistema religioso teve intenções bem específicas para nos impedir de conhecer este livro. Estejam atentos porque irá certamente ser um programa que vos vai acrescentar muito conhecimento e trazer muita luz e entendimento acerca da Bíblia e do projeto de Deus para todo o ser humano. Estejam connosco, estaremos também transmitindo em inglês. Não desesperem se eu perder algum tempo também em inglês, porque é preciso alcançar todas as vidas que estão sentindo a obra de Deus, a comunhão do Espírito Santo entre nós. Que Deus abençoe a todos, em nome de Jesus. Amém. Hello, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, thank you once again. I welcome you all to this program. Today it's a special program to us because when we start these programs, one of the things that we felt from the Spirit of the Lord, it was that He wants to feed His people with the food that the religious system, evangelic and Catholic system, are not providing. And today we are finally going to talk about a marvelous book that once belonged to the sacred scriptures. The primitive church used this book. They knew this book. Even the Jewish, even the people from the beginnings of Israel, they knew it, they wrote, and they use it as a weapon of faith. But the lost angelic, the fallen angelic system, religious system that killed Jesus Christ, they managed to remove this and other books from the Bible just to uncover so much mysteries that are so useful for us today on these troubled days that are coming. I know that me and Brother Zen, we will not be covering everything this day, but I hope we can make some more shows about this, because we are going to dig up all the truth of this book. It's a great, great, great blessing for us to have access to this book. It's called Book of Jasher, also known as the Book of the Just, the Upper Right, and it's mentioned in two places in the Bible. We will dig some of these chapters. I will leave here the link for the completely PDF, and you will see that at the end of this show, you will understand why they remove this and other books from the Bible, like the book of Enoch. You will see how profound are these mysteries and how useful they are for us to grow up in the understanding of all the truths that is behind the creation, the the coming of Jesus Christ to the flesh and our purpose here. So please just relax. We will be worshiping our God for some minutes, and I will call our brother Zen Garcia, and you better believe it's worth your time to be here, because here we are not bringing just bones for you. We are bringing the meat. We are bringing that things that the fallen angels and his offspring, their offspring, didn't never want you to know, to be seated with the meat of the Lamb. So please stay with us. Let's worship our great commander in office, that is Yahushua, Jesus Christ. And be back soon, bringing our brother Zen Garcia. Stay connected. God bless all. See you there in a moment.
Se eu não puder te ver, porque tenho a tua vida, modifica o meu ser. Eu elevo a ti os meus olhos, teu socorro é a minha paz. Oh, leva-me onde está. Eu vou te buscar até te encontrar. Vou te procurar e vou te encontrar, Senhor. Eu vou te buscar até te encontrar. Vou te procurar e vou te encontrar. Eu vou te buscar até te encontrar. Vou te buscar, vou te procurar, vou te encontrar. Eu vou te buscar até te encontrar. Te encontrar, Senhor.
I'm
conscience a reminder of forgiveness that I need. Who is this King of glory? Who offers it to me? Who is this King of angels? Oh, blessed Prince of Peace, revealing we
I think that we have already Brother Zen online. Brother, can you hear me?
I can. How are you this evening, Jose?
I'm fine, brother. How are you?
Doing well. Doing pretty well.
A little bit cold here, but I'm doing fine, too. My brother, it's, again, a big pleasure to have you here. This is a special program, very anxious to do it, because I know that God brought the right person to help us to unveil this great, great work that is the Book of Jasher. And you are the right person that we desire to have here. And I want to thank you for your time, because I know it's a little bit late there, but you stay as long as you can, okay, by my brother?
Yeah, I'll stay till about 12:30.
Okay. My brother, please help our brothers and sisters to know a little bit more about the Book of Jasher, his origins and the references. Because I think that maybe a lot of them, they don't know where they can find some reference about the Book of Jasher.
Well, it's referenced in the Old Testament. I can't recall exactly right off where it was found, but I know it's referenced a couple times when it talks about the sun standing still. I think you actually
yes,
put that.
Yes, it's in Joshua.
Yeah, in Joshua.
It's in.
Because that's where.
It's in Joshua.
That's where it actually, it's against when Joshua goes into the land of Canaan.
Yes.
And he's tasked with wiping out every man, woman, and child there. Because it's the Nephilim, the sons of Anak, that he's going against, and so that's why the father and the son, they tell him to do that. A lot of people believe that, that it's a cruel thing for Joshua to do that and for God to tell him to do that, but what they don't realize is that that is an abominable seed line that he's going against, and that's why he's referenced to basically wage genocidal war against the seed of Cain. Because
right.
It also talks about when Moses was given a vision of Joshua going into the land, he already had foresaw how they would stop. They would get tired of war, and they would not finish eradicating the giants from the land. And he warned them about the leaven, that if he left any of that particular line, the line of Cain, how they would leaven the whole of the people,
right.
which is exactly what happened. And so that's why he implored them to finish the job and to heed the word of the Lord and to not leave any of the sons of Anak remaining. But he did leave some of the brothers, like specifically Goliath and his brothers, in the land of Philistine. And there were also some giants in the land of Gath, or what we know now as Palestine, over there in the Gaza Strip. But and so Jasher, is referenced in the Old Testament, in that specific part. And so it's mentioned in the Bible, and not a lot of people know that, and not a lot of people even know about the Book of Jasher, but it gives almost like, the Targumic perspective, it gives
right.
an alternative viewpoint of the Torah, going from beginning to ending, covering the fullness of all that has happened to all the patriarchs, beginning with, Adam, and going through the whole story of the fall and, you know, even the beginning of the creation and all that, and then all the different sons of Adam, and even mentions in this particular book in Jasher, it even gives a detailed accounting as to Cain and how he was killed by Lamech, and when Lamech was hunting with Tubal-Cain, which is an interesting story because it also makes mention that the mark of Cain was a horn, like an animal's mm-hmm. horn. And so things like that are very interesting. Another really
Sorry, let me just energize this. I have put the two references of the Bible to this book. It's in 2 Samuel, 1:18, and in Joshua, in the book of Joshua, chapter 10, verse 13. I have put on the chat room. I also put the link for the people to check everything that we will be telling here. There's one thing that I want to start to tell you. I think it's the great confirmation of all your precious work that you have been digging for years, for more than 20 years, about the two seed lines. There's especially mentioned in the chapter 2, you can check, guys, there, chapter 2 of Book of Jasher. Chapter 2, verse 6, it talks about the born of the third son of Adam. Sorry, let me confirm if that is, I'm giving you the right. No, it's the chapter 2, verse 1. You can check in the link. It says, and I'm going to put this in the chat room too. It says, sorry, I'm making, it's in chapter 2, verse 1 of the book. It says, and it was in the 130th year of the life of Adam, upon the earth, that he again knew Eve and his wife. And she conceived and bare a son in his likeness and in his image. And she called his name Seth, saying, because God has appointed me another seed in the place of Abel, for Cain has slain him. This is so important because it's mentioned, another seed. This son was made in the image of Adam, not Cain. Abel has gone, and Adam specifically says, here, another seed. Can you comment, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's so many passages and so many references that once you study the extra-biblical books and the extra-canonical texts, you find passages like this which are absolutely confirming witness to the things that I've been writing about in my fourth book, Lucifer, Father of Cain, which also I'm going to post a link in the chat room as soon as I get there, but I just published a new edition, a hardback edition of that fourth book, and it's the second edition, which I added an updated chapter, and I added some information to several other chapters within the text to illustrate all of the other things which I've found of recent that have also confirmed this information. And so this is just another one of those things, you know, that confirms, just like with the Targum in Genesis chapter 5, where it talks about, you know, Cain not being genealized in the genealogy of Adam because he was not like Adam and did not have his similitude. And just like this particular chapter says in Jasher, how Sheth was in his similitude and had his likeness, same as this particular chapter. So it's just another one of those confirming details as to the relevancy of the, you know, my fourth book and the things that I've been teaching about in that work, even though they're still not well accepted, and it's still, you know, very, very few people have embraced them as truth. But in
yes,
my opinion, unlocks so
on.
Much.
Yes, yes. That's true. Unlock very much. And this is not the only thing that this book confirms on your work, but it stops the critics that talk about everything that the church is uncovering on these last days about the fallen angels' deception.
Right.
For instance, in chapter 6, for those that say that, oh no, there are not such thing of fallen angels and bestiality, that's not what the Bible means. Oh yep, just check chapter 6 of this book through the link that we've put there. Chapter 6, verse 18, and says this: and their judges and rulers, talking about the fallen angels, that they were ruling on the earth. This is about the Mount Hermon. Descend there 200 watchers, and the judges and rulers went to the daughters of men and took their wives by force from their husbands according to their choice. And the sons of men in those days took from the cattle of the earth, the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the air, and sought the mixtures of animals and one species with the other, in order thereby to provoke the Lord. And God saw the whole earth was corrupt, for all the flesh has corrupt his ways upon earth, all men and all. Is this what we are watching today again? The chimeras, the deprivation, the homosexualism? What's your comment, Ben?
Absolutely. It's as in the days of Noah, just like Christ referenced in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke chapter 21, that we would be living in times where we would see the strange nature of the fallen angels and their return, and also the return of the Nephilim, and also the miscegenation is what the book of Enoch specifies, or actually the in the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Book of Giants. It speaks about the miscegenation that was taking place during that time, right before the flood was brought upon the land. And the reason it's cited as so, for people that are not familiar with the Book of Giants, it's a series of dream visions that the Watchers, the giants born from the Watchers, especially the children of Semyaza, and also is mentioned directly to Gilgamesh. You know, and he's one of the Sumerian gods. He was also the one that founded the city of Uruk, and he's included in the Book of Giants, which lets you know that, you know, the Sumerian, their gods are part of the fallen angels and the children, the sons of Anak. And so it speaks about this miscegenation, which talks about the corruption of both the plant and the animal species. And here we see the genetically modified foods and the mixing of the DNA, animals and plants, and the cross breeding, the direct bestiality that's also taken place. And so there's nothing new under the sun. It's all a repeat. It's a new cycle, but we're seeing everything repeated as it was in the days of Noah.
Yes. You can check also in the chapter 3 of this book about the translation of Enoch. It gives great details about this episode that it's mentioned on the Bible. It's a great, great, great detail about how Enoch was departed from the man, and it's incredible because it seems that we are seeing like Enoch being abducted on a spaceship, on a kind of chariot of fire, as they describe with horses in a whirlwind. And it gives great details about how the people, they follow Enoch through the land until he rose up, and they try to went to heaven with him. It's incredible because this is an extension of the book of the Bible, Genesis, that gives us like a completely vision of all the stories that are resumed there. Do you agree?
Oh yeah, this is one of the most detailed accounts of Enoch's life and how he was special to the Most High God, and how he was utilized as testament to even the children of men during that time, and also the sons of God and the hybrid children that were born to them, the giants. He was the one that was appointed and given, you know, the appointment to be the testimony and the one to write the books that even our generation today that we have. And another thing, I've been reading the book of Raziel. I don't know if you've heard that. I'm going to do a show about
Raziel.
No. This Saturday.
Raziel,
it's called
no.
Sefer Raziel. And it was a book that was given to Adam by the angel Raziel when he was banished from paradise. And it was
mm-hmm.
actually a book that he had while he was in paradise and he was studying, and the Most High had given it to him. And it's said to be written on emeralds, and that the book is cut from an emerald. But anyways,
mm-hmm.
it's supposed to contain all the secrets of heaven. And when Adam was kicked out of paradise, the angel he prayed, and the angel Raziel, under the appointment of the Most High, brought him this book so that he could have it. And in this book, it details every day, every generation from Adam all the way to what would be the second advent of Christ, and all the sons of Adam that would be born of his line and his lineage. And it would talk about the war between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Of course, it details all of that. And it speaks about, in the history of this particular book, how it went from Adam and it was lost and it was hidden. And then Enoch, because he was appointed and because he was special to the Most High, that he was given a dream as to the details of its location. And he was led to find it again, and he was the one that brought it back into, you know, the embrace of the sons of Adam, and he learned
mm-hmm.
all the secrets of heaven from it. And even it makes mention of how the book of Enoch that we have now is a result of the knowledge that comes from the book of Raziel. And so
mm-hmm.
then it was given to Noah. And it says Enoch told Noah that, you know, during his day and his age, there would come a flood, and because he read it in the book of Raziel. And so he warned Noah and gave him the book, and then Noah passed it to Shem. Shem passed it to Abraham, and it was passed to Isaac, you know, and to Jacob, and to the other sons of. But it's a very interesting book, and I'm going to do
yes.
a show on that. But yeah, that passage on Enoch is very important, in my opinion, because it provides more detail as to the uniqueness and the specialness of Enoch, more so than any of the other books. Even the book of Enoch doesn't cover
right.
you know, his life in the detail that this particular passage in Jasher does.
That's right. And once you start reading this book, and I know that there are a lot of listeners that are opening their eyes now, you can't stop reading, because it's such surprise after surprise, that you such detail after detail that you don't see in the resume that is Genesis. And because I believe that Genesis was written based on books like this, you see. it's a condensed work of all these ancient works like the Book of Enoch and the Book of Jasher. You can see, for instance, that Abraham had incredible experience before leaving his father. He fought against the idolatry, and he was thrown to a fire where God delivered him. You don't see anything of this on Genesis. When
right.
In the chapter 22, you can see the story of the temptation of Abraham about Isaac. When God asked his son, you can see the end of the chapter 22 of Jasher that Satan asked the Lord the same strategy that used with Job about Abraham, saying that since the Lord had gave him Isaac, Abraham never made another altar to God. And the Lord allowed the temptation. And you can see, and this is one of the, I think, the biggest reasons that this book should, Satan wanted this book to be hidden. It's that in the description of the temptation of Abraham, when he and his son go to make the sacrifice, you can see on chapter 23, how Satan tried to stop Abraham from obeying God, to win that contest with God. How he used these powers, disguising as an old man, trying to provoke the sorrow in the heart of Abraham about his son. When he failed, he used a disguise as a young man, trying to say to Isaac, run away from Abraham. He's crazy. He's going to kill you. And even failing, he morphed himself in a small river to try to stop the way to the altar. So why did they hide this thing from us? It's because Satan knows that if we don't understand the power of this being, if we don't understand how they can morph, we will be a good prey to them. If we don't know the enemy that we are fighting, well, we will be defeated. Do you agree then?
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't recall if it's in the Book of Jasher, but or if it's the Targums, because you know I've read so many, or even the Book of Jubilees, but. You can tell me if I'm correct on this or not. One of those texts also speaks about when Isaac is being taken up to the mountain. We are shown and so many people believe that, you know, Abraham was kind of leading Isaac without him knowing or having any idea as to what was to happen. When the details of the other books, and I think it's Jasher and maybe Jubilees or the Targum, mm-hmm. were shown that Isaac is told prior to his being led up to the mountain that he's to be sacrificed by his father. And
That's Jasher.
Okay, it's Jasher. Yeah, and he's imploring his father to do the deed, because his dad is like, you know, son, I don't want to sacrifice you. You're my only son. I love you. And, you know, and he's hesitant to complete this task that the Most High has given him. But Isaac tells him, you know, he's honored to be sacrificed. If this is what is to happen to him, and that he wants his father to completely fulfill this task. And, you know, we are not giving that side of that, you know, the story in the King James Version of the Bible. And so many point to not only what we were talking about earlier with Joshua going into the land of Canaan, and he's been told to wipe out every man, woman, and child, But a lot of people point to this story as trying to make Yahweh or Yahuwah, the Most High God, the Creator, out as a sadistic and homicidal maniac. And
of course,
they do that to discredit the God of the Old Testament. And also, a lot of people have put off, and you know, they say that the Gnostic teachings about Yaldabaoth, which you know I know is a reference to Satan, but they, even the Gnostic experts, they teach that Yaldabaoth is the Old Testament God Yahweh or Yahuwah, and so they're trying to give a bad name to the Old Testament God, and a lot of people also disassociate Yahushua as the Son of God, even though he says he and his Father are one. They disassociate the New Testament from the Old Testament. Like, they will never study anything in the Old Testament because they think the Old Testament God is, you know, a maniac, and they only will read the red-letter words of Christ in studying the New Testament. And they think, you know, we're supposed to be pacifist, and we're supposed to turn the other cheek, you know, all these different things. But when Yahushua comes again, he's going to be blood and fire. I mean, he taught turn the other cheek and love your enemies and all, but he's coming with a sword. And so there's no difference. There's no break. The Old Testament is the completion, is the prophecies for the New Testament. And then the New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And how people can divorce those two is just beyond me. It just lets you know that they don't really know the gospel, and they're not understanding the word. Because if they really knew the stories and understood what was going on, they would know that the war has been the Most High, the Father and the Son, against the fallen angels, Lucifer and the rebel angels and the watchers, and the giants and all those that are of the seed and line of Cain. That's been the war from the beginning, from the war in heaven, and it's continued with the enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. There's no difference. So,
yes, it's all by design. This is
right.
The sooner the people get these books on these hands and they read by themselves, the sooner they realize that we cannot trust on our inheritance of Catholic Church and even the Protestant Reformation. It's not a completely Reformation. They didn't make all the Reformation that was necessary. I don't buy myself now on these days that old figure that says, it's inspired, it's not inspired. No, for me, it cannot say, this is inspired and this is not. No, it must make sense. It must help me to find all the picture of the puzzle. So I am not guided only by what the fathers of the church, the Catholic Church, they say that this is good to read, this is not good. Because if we do this, we enter the game of the devil.
Yeah.
He becomes invisible.
A lot of them have never even read the text, and they condemn without investigation. You know, we know what they condemnation without investigation. It's the height of ignorance. And so many of these church elders and pastors and preachers, they even condemn the book of Enoch, and they've never even read it. You know, so I don't trust any of them. And especially I don't judge any book without ever having read it. And what I find is that 97%, 98%, maybe even 99.5% of all those that are the authorities on the church and the word and that are looked to for guidance and directing people on the interpretation of the gospel, they have no clue as to what they're even reading. They don't even know about the seed of Cain. How are we supposed to trust them on, you know, any kind of discernment when they don't even know about the enmity, the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent? They can't explain about the giants or the fallen angels. They don't know about preexistence or predestination. So in my opinion, it's the blind leading the blind out there, and not many people at all have any kind of a clue as to what the Bible really says.
I have another picture for that. I used to say it's the Walking Dead eating the Walking Dead.
Yes, Walking Dead. Absolutely. Zombies. I agree.
Yes. And I'm just going to update a little bit in Portuguese because
sure.
There's a lot of information here. And we'll be back, and I want to give the direction now where we go, because this is another big detail on this book, and I have already talked with Dan about this. Even this, it's so subtle here that maybe when we read one time and two times, we don't see the importance of this detail, but it's in chapter 36.
Oh, yeah.
And we will be talking about this. It's
right.
In chapter 36, about verse 30-31, it tells about a story. You go read by yourselves, and we'll be talking about this, because this is the confirmation of the serpent seed, of the hybrids that there were on the land on these days of this book.
Right.
So this is another confirmation that all we are founding here now, it's just the fulfillment of Jesus' words, as in the days of Noah. So just read chapter 36, verse 30-31. You will see what I am saying while I will be updating. Então, nós, meus amados, nós temos estado a falar sobre os detalhes importantíssimos deste livro. Começando, por exemplo, no capítulo 2, onde no versículo 1, eu deixei o link no chat room para quem quiser confirmar, pode verificar. E como Adão, quando nasce o terceiro filho, depois da morte de Abel, ele especifica realmente que foi dada outra semente. É descrito claramente no versículo 1 do capítulo 2 deste livro, que foi dado a Adão um filho segundo a sua imagem. Abel já tinha morrido e não foi contado ali que Caim tinha a sua imagem. E Adão, quando agradece a Deus, agradece porque foi dada outra semente. Então, nós vemos aqui claramente que este livro é importantíssimo neste aspecto para nós entendermos as duas sementes que há sobre a face da terra. A semente de Adão e a semente misturada com a semente de Satanás, dos anjos caídos, de onde Caim tinha buscado os seus genes. Por isso ele matou o seu irmão. Por isso a Bíblia diz que ele era do maligno. Por isso a Bíblia diz que ele não foi contado pela genealogia de Adão. Está lá no capítulo 4 ou 5 de Gênesis, já não me recordo. Mas esse é um primeiro grande detalhe. Depois, no capítulo 6, nós vemos a história de Enoque, que é o profeta que foi transladado. Gênesis fala disso muito, muito rapidamente, mas ali temos o detalhe todo de como Enoque é transladado para os céus. E vemos como as pessoas correram atrás dele e dá a ideia de que Enoque entrou numa espécie de portal, de uma aeronave ou qualquer coisa, que eles chamavam o chariot, em inglês, que é a carruagem, né? E como as pessoas correram atrás dele, e de repente ele desapareceu da vista deles. Isto não está em Gênesis, porque Gênesis é um resumo. Os autores de Gênesis fizeram um resumo de todos estes livros bem mais antigos. O livro de Jasher, o livro do próprio Enoque, por exemplo, os contos do paraíso, Adão e Eva, tudo isso foi resumido em Gênesis. E vocês acham que estes livros foram retirados da Bíblia por acaso? Não foram. Não foram porque isto convinha ao inimigo para plantar o seu joio, para descredibilizar o Deus de Israel. Por exemplo, nós vemos neste livro que o autor da tentação sobre Isaac, quando Deus pede o filho a Abraão, é o próprio Satanás. Satanás chega-se a Deus e diz a Deus, assim como fez com Jó: ora, grande coisa abençoaste Abraão, abençoaste também tudo, desde que lhe deste o filho prometido, ele nunca mais criou um altar. E Deus aceitou o desafio. Por isso ele pede o filho, sabendo o coração de Abraão. E Satanás, vendo que ia perder a contenda, no caminho para o altar onde Abraão ia sacrificar, Satanás usa todos os seus poderes para impedir Abraão de sacrificar. Disfarçando-se de um homem velho, aparece no caminho a Abraão dizendo: não tens dó do teu filho, não faças isso. Mas Abraão tinha discernimento, sabia que ali era o inimigo. Nem lhe deu resposta, virou-se para Isaac: olha, tem cuidado que Satanás anda à nossa volta tentando nos enganar. Dito e feito, depois tenta Isaac, aparecendo na forma de um jovem. Diz assim: olha, foge do teu pai, que ele está senil, está doido, vai-te matar. Mas Isaac tinha o mesmo propósito. Não vou obedecer a Deus. Não contente com isso, ele usa os seus poderes de se transformar, transforma-se num ribeiro fundo, naquele caminho onde Abraão sabia que não havia água. Para quê? Para impedir Abraão de chegar ao altar. Mas Abraão, reconhecendo aquela região, repreende e diz: isto é Satanás que está tentando impedir-me. Eu te repreendo em nome do Criador. Satanás é derrotado e ele vai e vai oferecer o seu filho. Você acha que isto é por acaso? Não é. Interessa aos anjos caídos, hoje que estão sendo descobertos, às elites que estão os adorando. Interessava que isto fosse impedido à Igreja de ter conhecimento de tudo isso. Para quê? Para ele continuar aparecendo aí transfigurado em tudo o que parece bom. Em pastor de igreja, em irmãozinho da igreja, em bom político. Estão aí usando os mesmos, a mesma estratégia, esses seres que corromperam toda a criação, que levou ao dilúvio. Portanto, eu deixei o link aqui, quem não tiver no chat room pode entrar em contato comigo através do link do programa. Eu vou proporcionar o link. Vocês têm acesso, está em inglês, mas também já há PDF em português sobre o livro de Jasher. Vocês vão ver a riqueza que está aqui. Como, por exemplo, fala da corrupção toda a carne antes do dilúvio, onde é especificado como os homens viraram corruptos de tal maneira que corromperam os animais todos. Para aqueles que não acreditam porque é que Deus foi tão mau que teve que trazer um dilúvio sobre os animais, está aí a explicação. Era tudo corrompido de espécie, era homem com animal, animal com mulher, mulher com homem, com anjo, estava tudo corrompido. É por isso que Deus, quando chega a uma certa altura, que destrói, destrói mesmo. Mas interessa a Satanás ocultar tudo isto para poder acusar Deus. Assim, que Deus é esse? Será que esse é Jesus? Afinal, se calhar Jesus nem existe. É a mesma estratégia. Então, continuem conosco, porque ainda há mais surpresas. Amen, brother. I forgot here one detail that is, if I'm not mistaken, on the chapter 2. It recalls that there was a pre-flood before the great flood. I think it's in chapter 1 or chapter 2. It calls that one third of the men were destroyed on a first flood before the great flood of Noah, which confirms all the scientific proofs they are finding that there was more than one flood. So this is just another confirmation of this great book that is amazing book that is the Book of Jasher. Okay, we are going to talk about what I have told people. You must understand this. It's a work of the devil to hide this treasure from us, because he doesn't want us to know that these beings, that it says in the chapter 36, they were half animals, half humans. They were a kind of hybrid beings that came from the sea, and that they had tails. They were like golems, some of them, because it's talks about the kippas. Kippas, it's a word that I found. It means stone in Hebrew. Kippas. So it means like some kind of golem things, and some kind of mixed half reptiles, half humans that came on this particular passage and appear on this book, which confirms the serpent seed, all the pre-Adamic corruption on the earth. That's one more reason that Satan wants this book to be hidden until these days. So what are your comments?
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, this specific passage gives confirmation as to even, like, I don't know if you've read Berossus, but he was a Chaldean philosopher back during Alexander the Great's time, and he was commissioned by him to write about the prehistory, when the gods ruled, the so-called gods, who we know as the Nephilim or the Anunnaki, the rebel angels, the time when they were here on the planet before the arrival of modern Adam and Eve, of modern humanity. And another thing that the mainstream teachers, the pastors, preachers, ministers, they do not cover what I refer to as the prior times. And in fact, many of them only believe that the earth is 7,000 years old, you know, which is just beyond me. But a lot of people, they teach that and they believe that. They think that even with all the scientific and archaeological and geological confirmation as to the age, you know, the extraordinary and very ancient age of the earth and the universe, they still only believe that everything is, you know, was done in last 7,000 years, when that is only the second world age, which has to do with the fall of Adam and Eve and the, you know, the modern era of humanity and our ancestors. And so they do not take into the account that the fallen angels were already banished out of the heavens, and that they were already banished to the earth, and that they were here constructing and building cities and much of this megalithic structures. Like this past Wednesday, I talked about how even in Russia, just recently, there was found this ancient massive stone wall that some of the stones in this megalithic wall are twice, even 2.5 times the size of the largest stones that we know of found in Baalbek in Lebanon. That this wall and these particular stones are the largest in the world. And the person that was writing the article could not fathom or explain, and had no idea how to make this understandable to himself and to his reading audience. And it's because they don't know about the fallen angels being here before. And so Berossus, in his accounting, he speaks about how the fallen ones, they were involved in what we were talking about earlier with the miscegenation, and how they had created all kind of hybrid creatures, even creatures such as the centaurs, you know, the half man, half horse, and the minotaur, and dragon-like creatures, and also, you know, like the creature Oenes, half man and half fish god, and so all these different hybrid creatures. It speaks about many different accountings as to the different kind of anomalous hybrid type creatures that were made during the prior time. And so this to me is just another confirmation of what Berossus was citing and of what I've been teaching in my book for a very long time now.
Yes, and this, what we are talking here, it's just some of great detail, because this book goes on to all the story of the fights of Canaan, of first between Jacob and Esau, I think it's how you say, his brother, the brother of Jacob, and goes to the Egyptian fight against the leaving Israel from the slavery, and goes and enters until the fight in Canaan. So you have a long list of rich details that it's not on the resume that is the Genesis. I know that for you some guys and I know how difficult it is for you to get free from the chains, the spells that we have inheritance from the system. We were born all on that. But you better believe, guys, that we were manipulated in our faith. I used to say that we are amputated. I don't know if this what you say, amputated, when is missing something. We were amputated on our faith. They take some parts of the truth that will help us today to understand what is the purpose of God create us, gives faith on His Son. What was the purpose of Jesus Christ bringing in the flesh, the God of Israel in flesh, to suffer what He had to suffer? Because we need to redeem ourselves. We need to be humble and say, okay, I cannot trust in everything they taught me, in everything they said it was true. I cannot even believe in my discernment. I have to depend on the Holy Spirit. And He will guide me, as Jesus said, to the whole truth. To the whole truth. If we could find all the truth without the Holy Spirit, God didn't have to die on the cross. But we need Him. So please, try to understand where me and people like Zen are, what stage we are. We don't buy the half-truths of the system from the Catholic, and even the half-reformation from the Reform, from Luther and all that. We give thanks to God, to these guys, because without them we were talking all in Latin. But it's not over. We need to continue to get free from the shackles. When they say this is scriptural, this is inspired, and this is not inspired, they are saying, you think what we want you to think. This is so dangerous. Because if you don't agree, they hide this book from you. So, take care, be careful when you think that the Bible gets all the truth. We don't. Jesus is the Bible. I am tired of hearing this. This is the manipulation, because they can change the Bible. If they can change the Bible, they change your view who Jesus is. But they cannot change God. God will bring His angels, His faithful ones, to bring all the truth that can set you free. But it is your decision to believe what you want. If you want to believe that this is not a scriptural book, this is not inspired, you have the right to believe this is not inspired. But you cannot condemn me and Zen and all so much people that are awakened for the reality of the manipulation of the Bible for wanting to believe this is inspired. Because if it fits for the Jewish people, if it is referred in the Bible, I'm going to say it's not just because the priests that made the game the devil wanted, they say this is not inspired. If it brings light to my life, it makes me connect all my dots. It's your revolution. You have to do your own revolution. Get free from the slavery, from the mind, from the matrix, because these guys, they say, that said this is inspired, they say this is not inspired, are the same guys. They say all sex is wrong. to serve God, we cannot have a wife. These are the same crazy guys. But you are free to believe in them. You must make your own revolution and ask God, God, if I am wrong, please guide me to all the truth. But don't believe because someone on the church said once, this is scriptural, this is not. Go and see for yourself. What's your comment on that?
Absolutely. What people must realize is that the same people that are keep you from studying certain books or that are telling you this is inspired and that is not inspired, even like with the Catholic Church and the canonization process, how so many books are stripped away, even with the King James Version of the Bible, there was originally 80 books, and now it's down to 66. But that being
yes.
said, all those people that are trying to keep you from studying all of these extra books and extra texts and extra scriptures, in my mind, it's a criminal act for them to do that for you. And what we're trying to do is solve a crime, and that crime is the theft of truth and the theft of your legacy. This is the legacy that the church fathers and Christ and the Most High God has left for us, providing us with all of these texts, with all of this information. The reason that God has repeated over and over the different books and the different scripts and the different scriptures and texts is because he knows that the seed of Cain has been trying to eradicate and wipe out and destroy and disseminate so much of his truth. And so that's why, in my opinion, he repeats it over and over and over. And people always ask, well, why does God have to, you know, tell us the same story over 14 different times and in 14 different ways? And he's doing that so that he can ensure that you are getting the truth and that you're getting out of the mouths of two or three witnesses shall the truth be established, meaning that scriptures will back each other and confirm the story that he wants to represent to you. Because the same powers and principalities and rulers of darkness, wickedness in high places, they're also the ones that came to Christ and said, but we are of Abraham's seed. And he said, but you seek to kill me. You know, you are of your father the devil. They are connected to and tied to the seed of Cain. The New World Order and most of the churches, mainstream churches of today, they're involved in paganism without even understanding it, celebrating Christmas and celebrating Easter and all these different things. These are all pagan celebrations. And so you're involved in, most people are involved in paganism, worshiping on Sunday. You know, I mean, people are involved in paganism and are part of idolatry without even realizing it. And so if you want to know the truth, you've got to come out of the churches. You've got to study for yourself, do your own homework, make yourself approved through your seeking, your knocking, your wanting to know the truth, making the kingdom a priority for your life. That's the only way. We have to have a personal relationship with the Most High and His Son. We can't rely on intercessories or intermediaries or somebody to try to interpret or tell us, you know, their perspective on what the gospel says and what is truth, because they have no idea. They don't even know about the seed of Cain. They don't even know about the war between the enmity of the bloodlines and the lineages. They don't know about the differences between the wheat and the tares, the goat and the sheep. They have no idea about preexistence, predestination. So if you want to follow them, it's just the blind leading the blind. And, you know, where's that going to lead you? Nowhere.
Yes, there are some people there on chat room that says just because there is in the Bible doesn't mean it is a scripture. Okay, this is the kind of mind that cannot set free of the deception because you are
oh, I know
patriot.
This guy.
You You are thinking the way the fathers of the church want you to think. You are following their direction. Because if you revert the thought, you will see that the same guys they say this is not scripture, this is scripture, are the same they kill the Cathars. They say that we are the followers of Jesus Christ, and they made the Inquisition. So just tell me, who are more trustable? These guys or the first guys that make the reference of this book, the first Jews who believed on this book? Just tell me. I don't buy anymore any kind of manipulation and limitation from the fathers of this system. You understand? You are free to believe the way you want, and I respect that. But you must understand there are people that are tired of bringing on their shoulders these heavy burdens of being on frequencies of fear of a false God they invented. Jesus Christ is not the killer that they made it. That's why the Islam has such power against the Christians. That's because of these fathers, this serpent seed, they took the seat of Moses and they're still there. And who pays, who makes the bad figure is Jesus Christ. You understand? You are following their direction. You are saying, I believe more on these guys. They made the Inquisition. They killed millions of people in the name of Jesus. That you believe in the fathers of the nation of Israel who have this book and the book of Enoch and Peter and in Paul and all the apostles of Jesus Christ that refer on their scriptures, that the scriptures that you say they are inspired by God, and they refer these books. They use these books to instruct their chiefs. So who is answer in contradiction? It's not us, it's you. Okay? I'm trying to speak with you, I don't have anything against you. I'm just trying to say, if you don't want to believe these books, it's okay. But please, use another kind of spell, because that spell from the Catholics, Walking Dead, we have been free from this. We don't trust in this system, you see? God sent us further, and we seek in the closer we can to the founts, and that's the Hebrew language, the Targums, and you better believe I am feeling so much stronger in my faith in Jesus Christ since I went that deep that before. Before, I was a puppet of mercenaries. That's what they are. They only want to serve Satan and Mammon. They just want to tight. And they will be tightening until the Jesus comes. But we are giving for free what we receive. But we don't impose. We don't impose this to anybody. Because there are people that can eat more. And there are people that have small stomachs. It's never to be hidden. To be hidden the truth. Jesus said, we will guide us to all the truth. All the truth. Then can you come? Do you have anything more to comment? You have half an hour.
I'm just going to say this. I know Patriot Greg. He used to come into my chat rooms and harass me about the things that I was teaching for a long time, and saying how they're non-biblical, blah, 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 this and that. So I pray for him. Mm-hmm. We just have to agree to disagree. These things I've been speaking about seem so very obvious. And you're wrong, Patriot Greg. The Book of Enoch was found with the Dead Sea Scrolls. And so that's just verification of its authenticity. And But anyways, he used to come into my chat room all the time, but
okay.
Anyways.
Well,
I've got to go.
He has the right to disagree, but he doesn't have the right to say the lies. The father of lies wants him to say here, because here we don't hide. We let the people know, and they choose. That's the difference. We don't provoke fear.
Yeah, all you can do is present the information and allow people to make choices for themselves, which is exactly what I do. And I always tell people to not believe anything that I say, but to go out and do your own homework, to find out for yourself. See if this, you know, and then to take it to God, verify from the Most High in your own personal relationship whether this is truth or not for you. And so, you know, and we shouldn't believe
this
anybody.
Guy,
most of the people out there have no clue.
Patriot is saying that there are no Book of Enoch between the Dead Sea Scrolls. My gosh, where does he get this information?
There were several copies, one full, almost full copy of the Book of Enoch found with the Dead Sea Scrolls, and several other fragments from other copies. So I don't know what he's talking about.
Yes, it's public that one of the Dead Sea Scrolls was a part of the Book of Enoch. And,
right.
And the Book
and
of Enoch, it's in the Bible.
Yeah, it was the
there
most... And it's the Dead Sea Scrolls. There were several fragments, I believe, like from 11 different copies. So I don't know what he's talking about.
And there's a
but
quote of the book.
Oh, brother.
There is a quote of the Book of Enoch in the Epistle of Jude. There is a quote about this.
Yeah, but he would deny that too. So.
Well. But he is right. He doesn't want to see this way. He prefers to believe in those that kill in the name of Jesus, those that kill the captors, they kill those that oppose them. These are the right guys that they stop the marriage, they castrate themselves. These are the good Christians. We are the bad ones. We are the wrong guys. Well, that's his right. But I want to see if he has the courage to go to a church and say, hey guys, the tithings is wrong. Just follow Jesus. If you are a follower of Jesus, Jesus never charged a tithe. He gives directions to give from free. If you want to be a good Christian, follow your master. These are the guys that in front of these guys, they don't want all the truth. Maybe sometimes that's because they are inside of the system.
Hey, brother, I'm going to have to drop off now. I'll speak
okay,
to you.
Brother.
God bless everybody.
Okay.
Good night.
God bless. God bless.
God bless.
My sisters and my brothers, this is the purpose we have. We are not here to make the rules of the powers of this world. No. We are called, and God put this title of this program, this group of people that came from the system too. I myself was 10 years inside of a system trying to fight the good fight inside, and they didn't want me there because they live, they are fed with the system, with the fallacies of the system. Their lives depends on the fallacies, on the half-truths. We are not asking to nobody because God had already give us so much that we don't need to ask money, we don't need to use half-truths to change the Bible to my interest. We are giving for free. this book, I only have sorry in my heart that I found it so late, because it could spare me so much pain. It could spare me so much time that I was in darkness, being afraid, paying tithings, because after all, Abram gave tithings to Melchizedek, right? Well, but what is the story of that tithing? Do you know the complete story? It was God who said to Abram to give, or it was Melchizedek to bring down wine and bread after the killing of the raptors of Lot. After Abram freed his nephew. And he gives tithings of what? And how much tithings? How many times? Was it a volunteer tithing, or it was by law? This is the system. Because in the Dead Sea Scrolls that Patriot is talking about, he knows that there is a book that is called The History of Universe. He had three scrolls there. One of them talked about this, what I'm talking, this episode about the tithing of Abram after delivering his nephew. And you can read there, Abram, it has nothing to do with the Malachi scripture. It was a volunteer offering, thanking Melchizedek for the feast he made, for the wine and the bread he brought. Do you hear this on the churches? No, never, never they will want you to know these things. You know why? Because you are working with your sweat all the month for them to buy a new car every day. For their family, their sons. You are paying your faith. You are paying a false tithing to a God that never charged anything. You are following the serpent's seed. You don't need to believe me. Go check for yourself on the Dead Sea Scrolls. The History of a Vase, it's called. And if you need, I can put the link here. I have the document. Greg knows this. He knows that I'm not lying. But he can say, oh, it's not scripture. And who said it's not scripture? Those who charge the tithings. Because it's another story. It's another story that complete the story of the Bible, that give us details, that in churches, denominational churches, traditional churches, you will never hear from them. Because all they want, it's your money. In the day, and you can pay 10 years of tithings, in the day you stop giving money they want, you go to hell. They will not remember the tithings you have paid. You just go to hell. That's your destiny in their minds. I have brought here this book because you can see the big picture on them. This book is helpful for you to fight these days of fear. And you will see there is nothing new under the sun. This book shows the power that the fallen angels had to construct an army of zombies from where Jesus Christ freed us. We were zombies too. We were on that matrix. It's not only a religious matrix, it's a political matrix. This hybrid things, they are on all the levels of society. And you are awakening. But you will be awakened more, faster, if you have the courage to ask God, God, guide me to all truth. Just guide me when I read these books. Show me what is truth. And you judge by yourself. Not by some old guy that now it's on his grave. Said one day, this is scripture, this is not scripture. I know there is a lot of books there. There are disinformation. I don't buy any book that says comes from the old times. I must read it all. And there's a lot of ones that are fake. They are not scriptural, are not truth, are nothing. Just like a bunch of dead guys inventing stories. But not this. These are connected with the first faith. With the first church that was Israel. Are treasures hidden from us. That can help to build our structure, our faith in Jesus Christ. This book doesn't deny in anything the Messiah. On the contrary, the book of Enoch, the book of Jasher, they all appointed to the Messiah. But this is a danger for the system. When all the children of God take possession of their rights and their duties on the kingdom, the system goes down. Nobody more wants to live on a cave of shadows. Once you prove the electricity, you never more want to live on the candlelight. And that's the problem of the elites, the political elites, the military elites, and the religious elites. No, not a distraction, a complementation. Distraction is when goes against. I don't see anything against what you call scripture, Patriot. If this is a distraction, so the Bible it is that refers this book, doesn't make sense the way you think. Can't you see this? This is not the distraction, this is the reality. The distraction is what you believe. Oh no? There is no pre-Adamic. Okay. So please, if you can, just answer me this. Who are the first men created in the first chapter of the Bible? Is it the same of the second one who was in the garden? No. Because, and I'm going to tell you why. No. Adam could eat all the trees but one. And he had to live in the garden. The first one, the first Adam, it's called Adam, man, on chapter 1, doesn't need to live on the garden. He had to spread for all the earth. And he doesn't have any restriction of food. So they cannot be the same creation. Nope. You're in contradiction now. Because there is no possible that God made the same creature and gave two orders, different orders, to the same creature. Okay? So there is a pre-Adamic and is in the Bible. But the way they taught you to think, you cannot see. You are afraid to get free from the shackles. This is the truth. Because if you don't want to use the brain that God gave you, it's your choice. But these guys, they saved these lives for us. They went not to the cross. It was Jesus Christ who went to the cross. So, Jesus gave you a brain to think. God is not a God of confusion. He doesn't give two different orders to the same creature. Okay? That's what you were taught. That's your choice. And I respect that. But let me disagree. The first Adam, man, he needs to fulfill all the hurts. And he doesn't have any restriction for food. The second creation, with the breath of life of God, special creation. That's why there are two seed lines. The first man was corrupted by the fallen angels. Now, that's what your Bible says. That's what the program downloaded to your brain says, not to mine. My Bible, it's very clear. God made one creation of men and gave them orders, specific orders, and made another man with the breath of his own spirit to live on a garden and to be king on this land. But Satan corrupted the first one and the second one to be king here, to spread his seeds, his lies, his programs. But we are free of these shackles. You understand, patriots? We have proven we have been slaves there. And God, Jesus Christ, redeem ourselves. I believe more in the Holy Spirit than in a book that is completely changed by the seed of the serpent. You understand? It's manipulated. They can manipulate a book, but they cannot manipulate Jesus Christ. The first ones who tried this manipulation against Jesus, they heard from the book, from the mouth of Jesus Christ. You search in the scriptures for the eternal life, that it is for me they are talking. Jesus is bigger than the scriptures. Even the Bible says that cannot contain, all the books in the world cannot contain the glory of Jesus Christ. So, you bring the program of the system, and I go to you with Jesus, the Word of God. It was in the beginning of all, before the Bible. But I respect you. My patriot, I respect you. You are free to believe on that program. Just need to take the other pill. When you take the other pill and get on the lies or the half lies, you see that the world has much more colors than black and white. You will see there is a rainbow of colors for you, waiting for you. Because I've been living almost 10 years black and white on a cave of shadows. And now I am free. Jesus is mine as it is yours. It's not from elite. He's my Father. He's my Savior. And I gave them all my heart. And I don't charge anything to serve Him. Brothers, I think our program is ending. If there is any more doubt on the chat room about this book, please let me know. Let's respect all the positions here, because patriots have the right to not to believe on this book. And let me say that we must be careful, because there's a lot of false books there from Kabbalah and even Gnostic books. They are not trustful. Because you see, the same guys that manipulate the Bible, they manipulate everything. They manipulate the minds, they manipulate the armies, they manipulate the stock market. They are behind everything. So Patriot has the right to defend himself. But I hope he will reach the structure. I hope that you will reach that stature that Jesus wants. It says in the Bible, the perfect man in Jesus Christ, free from all the shackles, all the fears, knowing that his pastor, that is our pastor, Jesus Christ, the same God that make us brothers, guide him to all the truth. And you will see how deceitful is the serpent seed, the great weapon of Satan and his angels and his spirits. It's not the mighty. They are mighty. But we have a bigger one with us. It's when he can change our mind and our will to accept his rules, their rules. That's when they got us on their chains. That's when he can say that Jesus is the liar, Jesus is the devil, and he is the right God. So follow me. Don't follow Jesus. Don't follow the apostles. Don't follow Moses. No, don't follow Joshua. Don't follow Samuel. This is the great problem for us. The discernment we need to see. Who is behind, inside of a body? Because we cannot see the heart. Only the Holy Spirit sees the heart of man. We only see the body, the box, but we don't see who is inside the box. So, I can be a serpent seed, but I know there is a spirit will not let you be deceived by me if I am a serpent seed. And by the way, if there is no pre-Adamic creation, my dear brother patriots, why was Cain afraid of being killed? By whom? When he was kicked out of the presence of the Lord and went to wandering in the land. And who is the serpent seed, after all, that the Bible talks, if there are no pre-Adamic creation on the heart? Can you see how much time I didn't have answer to these things when some atheist confronted me? But that's not in the Bible. Now you are contradicting yourself. Now I can tell you that's not scripture. So you see where we get? The Bible does not contain all the truth. So you need the Holy Spirit to guide you to all the truth. All mankind, our kind of man, with the breath of the Almighty on them. But there were living souls in the human forms or similar to human forms. And the proofs are all around. Different skeletons are being found. Giant skeletons. I know that is difficult. Because it is a program. It is a matrix. Remember the movie Matrix? Neo had to take a pill. It was an act of faith. It was a decision, spiritual decision. I don't want. He could live his life, virtual life. Or he could take the red pill and live the true life, the true destiny. He was destined to fulfill. And you are a son of God. I am a son of God. It's impossible for us that no. Okay, but there's a lot of truth on that movie. You know why? Because you know and I know that living just for dying one day, it's not enough. Not for us. Doesn't make sense. Live to eat, to drink, to make love, and to die after all. It's not enough. Not for us who had the breath of life, who knows the God who we have inside of us. There are more for us. There are an eternal purpose, an eternal life that only the Holy Spirit, only the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father and the Son, can show us, can give us. My life was a sad movie until I found Jesus. And you better believe it has been a big fight to not let my soul be deceived by so much lies, so much deceivers that are here trying to stop us to fulfill our destiny of sons of God, messengers of God, if you want, angels of God, because the meaning of angel is messenger. Not an angel with wings, you see. At least, mine never grow until this day. But I have a tongue. I have a brain to use. And the more I know Jesus, the more intimacy I get with Jesus. Oh yes, we are messengers. Oh yes. It was not to the angels, to the spirits, he gave the gospel. He sent us. Oh, yes. Okay. Messenger, ambassador. Okay. So, you're just playing with words. We are messengers. We are representing Jesus Christ and his kingdom. So, understand this. Our God wants us to give us all the inheritance, all the legacy of Jesus, not just a part. Who wants to do the work on the kingdom is Satan. Who wants to stop you from knowing the truth, meaning of your creation is Satan and their serpent seeds. And much more than this, they just don't want you to stop from you to know. They want you to enslave you on their kingdom. They want you to pay for them, to enrich his kingdom, not the kingdom of Yeshua. My brothers and my sisters, I thank you for your participation here. It is a pleasure for you, for me, to have people like you, even our brother Patriots. And I hope that you can keep the link, and please go check for yourselves. Don't be afraid. We will be back soon, I hope. In Jesus' name, stay blessed.